Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, the shiur tonight is Alachot Yom Tov. Those that they participate in Alachot Shabbat, a lot of the Alachot Yom Tov is like Alachot Shabbat, and therefore I'm not going to repeat Alachot that are the same as Shabbat and Yom Tov. I'm going only to discuss the Alachot that really related to the Yom Tov Alachot. The Torah tells us that one is obligated to keep Yom Tov like Shabbat. The only thing that one has, you have to make sure that you are allowed to do on Yom Tov, is only things that is ochel nefesh, things that is has to do with the food that you need to eat on the same day. Then you are allowed to do those melachot, those works on Yom Tov also. The question that we need to clarify is, what is ochel nefesh? What do you call ochel nefesh? Ochel nefesh in Hebrew means that is sustenance for your living, which is food. If anything that you need to prepare your food for Yom Tov, you are allowed to do that, but that's complicated. What is that mean? So therefore, I'm going to talk about a few most of the halachot that has to do with the preparation of the food on Yom Tov, and that we have a lot of other halachot which we are going to discuss next week. We have only two Wednesday nights that we are going to talk about halachot Yom Tov, and the third Wednesday night we are going to have halachot Pesach, which we are going to discuss. The one of the halachot is halachot bishul, cooking. Cooking, we know that Shabbat is no way, and in any circumstances, one is not allowed to cook on Shabbat. But Yom Tov, the Torah gave us permission that one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov, because otherwise we are not able to eat. We have to eat, and sometimes could be 3 days Yom Tov, could be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And if you are not allowed, if you wouldn't be able to cook, you wouldn't have a fresh food to eat. Therefore, the Torah tells us that you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a Sorech of Yom Tov, or you are allowed to cook Yom Tov for the need of Shabbat. Now, but there are restrictions regarding that. The restrictions are very fine, and therefore one has to pay good attention to what are the restrictions that one is allowed. How are you allowed to cook or bake on Yom Tov that would be permissible? You are allowed to cook. See, first of all, there's a knowledge out there that you are allowed to cook whatever you want on Yom Tov. It's not true. It's not accurate. And I know somehow it went out and people understood that you could do whatever you want on Yom Tov, as long as you are cooking, you could do whatever you want, no problem. That's not what the halacha says. And this is what I'm going to talk about first. Halacha of Bishul, how one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You are allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov only if you wouldn't be able to cook from Erev Yom Tov. In other words, if you would cook from the day before Yom Tov, the taste would not be as fresh, and the you wouldn't enjoy it the same way, then you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But if you are able to cook from Erev Yom Tov and the taste would be the same, the look of it would be the same, you would get the same pleasure the same way, then one is not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. What does that mean? What would be the example of that? A jello or pudding, right? Jello or pudding, how do you make them? Put hot water in them and you cook them. But this jello or pudding, you are able to cook them before Yom Tov. You don't have to cook them on Yom Tov. You don't have to prepare them on Yom Tov. The taste is the same. The look is the same. Everything is the same. Why are you doing it on Yom Tov? If you are able to cook them before Yom Tov, you should not do it on Yom Tov. The only time that one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov is if it would be fresher, taste better, and you would enjoy it better if you would cook it on Yom Tov. For instance, a potato kugel. Potato kugel or chicken or roast, right? That is much better and enjoy it better and taste better if it's cooked on Yom Tov. Even though that you can cook it before Yom Tov, you don't have to do that. You could cook on Yom Tov because you get more pleasure and the taste better if it's cooked on Yom Tov. Now, what about making a challah? Right, a lot of people bake their challot before Yom Tov. The question is if baking challah the same day, does it taste better or get better pleasure out of it, or would be the same? Some challot is much better if it's cooked or baked the same day. Therefore, if you have a challah like that, then you are allowed to really bake the same day challah on Yom Tov, and it's not a problem. Now, what about if you really could have cooked on Erev Yom Tov, day before Yom Tov, but you got busy, or something happened, and you couldn't cook? Then you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Even a pudding or jello that tastes the same and fine before Yom Tov, but you got busy, something happened, you couldn't do it, or let's say you cooked certain amount, and Yom Tov you got guests, and you have to cook some more, you are allowed to do that on Yom Tov, and it's not a problem. Today also, another halacha that's important to know, some might say that, you know, Erev Yom Tov, let's say this year Erev Yom Tov is Monday, right? Monday, I don't have time, but Sunday, I have time. What about if you could have do it on Sunday, but you couldn't do it on Monday? Is that give you a green light to prepare on Yom Tov? Yes, it is. You are allowed to do that. The only restriction is that if Monday you are not able to do it, but Sunday you could have did, or the week before you could have do it, that you don't have to put yourself into that situation to prepare your food 3 days before Yom Tov. The only restriction that Chazal gave us is Erev Yom Tov. If that day, that specific day, Erev Yom Tov, you weren't able to do that, then you are considered an anus. You are considered that you weren't able to prepare your food, and therefore you are allowed to prepare your food on Yom Tov, and it's not a problem. Why Chazal made such a restriction? Why can't you just cook on Yom Tov? Why, if you are anus, I'm not anus? Why is all these restrictions? The reason is because the whole idea of Yom Tov is that person should have pleasure. If cooking would be mutar in any form or shape to be done on Yom Tov, everybody would spend their time on cooking on Yom Tov. Then you wouldn't have Simchat Yom Tov. You wouldn't have the pleasure of having a Yom Tov. Therefore, Chachamim, they made restrictions that how far you have to go, where do you draw the line to make food on Yom Tov. Another thing that has to do with the cooking on Yom Tov is that the cooking goes only mutar if you're eating it the same day. You cannot make food, let's say Tuesday is Yom Tov, you cannot make food on Tuesday and leave it for Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. The only way that you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov is only for that day and nothing more. You cannot cook it for the second day or Chol HaMoed or any other thing, only for that day. Also, one is not allowed to add, let's say, you say to yourself, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to have a chicken also. Today I have chicken, tomorrow I want to have chicken too. Instead of putting one pan in, I'm going to put five pans in. What's the difference? I'm cooking anyway. That's considered arama. That's considered you are tricking, and you are not allowed to do that. The only way you are allowed to do that is only if you are cooking for the purpose of that day. What does that mean, the purpose of that day? Let's say in your family there are five people, and everyone takes one piece of chicken. You don't have to cook only five pieces of chicken. you could cook the amount that, you know, like Seudat HaMelech, like everybody would have 2-3 pieces. That you are allowed to do. You don't have to do bidyuk exactly the amount that everybody eats. You could make more, but you can't make it in a way that you know for a fact nobody's going to have 50 pieces of chicken, 5 people. I don't know which family are going to do that, but nobody would have 50 pieces of chicken for 5 people. You have to cook in an amount that you know that this is what my family would have. Another halacha that is important to note, one is not allowed to cook, one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov only for a Jew. In other words, you cannot invite a non-Jew to your house on Yom Tov. Why? Because the Torah gave us clear direction that you are allowed to cook only for a Jew that keeps Yom Tov. So therefore, because a non-Jew does not keep Yom Tov, you are not allowed to invite, and you are not allowed to cook for a non-Jew. That means that if let's say you have a neighbor, the neighbor knocks your door for lunch, and she says, the neighbor tells you, can we come in for lunch? You already prepared your food, you could invite them, they could come in, it's not a problem. But if they tell you, can we come the morning, say, we're going to come for lunch, and you didn't prepare your food yet, and now that you know how many people are coming, you are going to add to your chickens or to your cook or to your rice, whatever you're making. So that, you know, the amount of people are coming and you're adding to your food because of them, that you are not allowed to do. But if already food is made and they come in uninvited, you didn't invite them, they come by themselves, you are allowed to have them and don't have to worry. But you can't invite somebody that does not care, they don't keep the halachot of Yom Tov, cannot have them for the Seudat Yom Tov. That you have to ask a Sheila, is that considered for the only people that they don't keep Yom Tov? You have to ask a Sheila if that's considered for everybody. Now another thing, that one is allowed to cook, that you are allowed to make on Yom Tov, is barbecue. People make barbecues on Yom Tov, and you are allowed to make a barbecue, it's not a problem. But you have to understand a few halachot that has to do with making a barbecue. First of all, you are allowed to use a charcoal. You are allowed to use a lighting fluid, it's not a problem. But once you make the fire, you cannot put them out. And once the charcoal becomes ashes, you cannot move the ashes, it's a mukzah. And also, you are not allowed to move the grill also. The grill becomes a mukzah. Therefore, if you make a barbecue, you have your barbecue grill in a place in your porch or backyard, you cannot move them around. Once the fire is out, you have to leave everything there and you cannot put them out. You cannot clean your grill either because of the ashes. Now, also, in order to cook on Yom Tov, you have to make fire. Making a new fire is asur on Yom Tov. And there was, you cannot use matches to create a fire. The fire has to be there before Yom Tov. Now, what is that for us? Almost nobody in their homes use a match. Nobody has a match. Nobody uses a match for stove and oven. Everybody has a pilot. Now, let's say we have now the gas, the stoves and ovens are divided to two different types. I'm going to talk about gas stove and gas oven and electric stove and electric oven, that how one is allowed to use them on Yom Tov. If you have a gas stove, first of all, is much better, halachically is much better, because most of them, they have a pilot, and you could turn them on Yom Tov, but you cannot turn them down. Then I'm going to tell you how we could turn them down. You are allowed to make them higher for cooking purposes. In other words, let's take an example. You want to make the spaghetti. You're putting water on the stove, and you are allowed to turn on. If there is a pilot there, if there is not a pilot there, you have to get a light from somewhere else, or you have to have a candle there already and get the fire from that and turn on the stove. Once the water is hot, you put the macaroni or spaghetti in there, and then, let's say, it boils up. Once it boils up, then what are you going to do? What are you supposed to do at that point? You can't just let it sit there. It's going to burn. You are allowed to make it lower, right, for the purpose of cooking. But once it's cooked already, and let's say you take the food out, pick it up and use it. You cannot turn the fire down, because once you put the fire down, then the lowering is considered extinguishing it, and that you are not allowed to do if it's not for the purpose of cooking. Very important to understand. The Torah only allowed us that you are allowed to make a fire, but you are not allowed to put out the fire. Make the fire lower, that's also considered a form of putting on the fire. Therefore, if you are making a food, and the food needs for you to make it lower, you are allowed to do that. But if you could take the food out and put it somewhere else, or you could take the food out and eat it, and you don't have to lower the fire, then you are not allowed to lower the fire. So that a lot of people are making a mistake. They think, again, the halakha of Bishul, people are under the impression, because cooking on Yom Tov is water, I could do whatever I want. That's not true. There are rules and regulations how you are allowed to cook and how you are allowed to use the fire. You can't just, there's not a green light of using fire and putting on a fire on Yom Tov because cooking on Yom Tov is mutar. That's by gas stove. Gas oven is the same thing. The gas oven, you are allowed also to make it higher, but again, you can't make it lower. The problem with even that you need it for cooking. Why? Because in the ovens there are thermostats. The thermostat shuts it down, and once they have to wait for the light to come on, and then take your food out, because that automatically shuts down by itself. But what about, let's say you have your chicken inside your oven, and you see, if you wait for the thermostat to shut the oven down, your chicken is going to be burned, then you are allowed to make it lower in order to save your food and for your food not to be burned. But that's only by gas. What about electric oven, which a lot of people today have electric ovens? The electric oven, we cannot use. The electric stoves cannot be used on Yom Tov. Therefore, if you want to use your electric stove, you have to have one setting, and that's the way it has to stay the whole Yom Tov. Cannot make it lower, cannot make it higher. Why not? Because every stage of the way, when you make the stoves higher or lower, you are creating a new circuit in the stove, and you're creating a new fire on the stove. It's not like gas. The gas is just continuing by electricity. Once you make it from 250 to 300 or 300 to 350, you're making a new circuit, and that's considered creating a new fire, and one is not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Therefore, if you want to use your stove, you have to leave it in one setting and cover it up. Don't touch it, the old Yom Tov, and let it stay the same way. Now, you have to find out what kind of a stove you have, but there are some stoves that, when you make it higher or lower, you are not creating a new circuit. You have to call. It used to be, but today, most of the stoves that I know, when you make it higher or lower, you are creating a new circuit, and therefore you are creating a new fire. But if you want to be sure, you could call your manufacturer and find out how the new, how does it work and how your store works. Based on that, you make your own decision. But
electric.
Gas is not a problem at all. Now, the idea ovens, electric ovens, is different than electric stoves. When you put your food inside electric ovens, that you are allowed to make it higher, because the way the stoves work and the ovens work are totally different. When you make the stoves, the ovens higher or lower, you are not creating a new circuit. It goes one to six. It sometimes could hear it. It goes click, click, click. When every time that it makes a click, that means that there's a new circuit is creating. By ovens, most of the electric ovens, it just goes straight, and you are not making a new circuit, new fire, and you are allowed to make it higher. Again, to make it lower, you have to wait for the thermostat to shut it down, and if you need it for your food and what your food is going to be burned, by the time the thermostat comes on, you are allowed to make it lower also for that purpose. That's the two types of stoves that we have, stove and ovens. One is not, let's say you don't have a fire on Yom Tov, right? You are not allowed to create a fire, cannot use a match. But you could ask, on Yom Tov, you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to create a fire for you. Even though on Shabbat, one is not allowed to ask a non-Jew to create a fire, to do anything for you on Shabbat, but on Yom Tov is different. You are allowed to ask a non-Jew to make a fire for you, and you could use the fire. The whole question I'm going to take in the end. I'm finishing about 8:45. I'll take the question. Now, using a fire on Yom Tov is only for the purpose of cooking. If somebody smokes on Yom Tov, which you are not allowed to do, altogether, that is not proper thing for anybody to smoke. Smoking is dangerous, and especially now that makes a big difference in halacha also. Because smoking is dangerous for a person's life, therefore using a fire to smoke on Yom Tov, even though that you have a fire already, even though that there's a candle there already, one is not allowed to use this fire for things that is not important. That's also another misconception that people have. They think, I have a fire, I could do whatever I want. It's not true. You could use the fire only for the things that is important for the Sorech Yom Tov. Smoking is not the Sorech Yom Tov. It's not necessary. But if somebody is a smoker, they can't live without smoking, it's considered like food for them, that's a different story. But somebody just wants to have one or two cigarettes a day, that is not considered Sorech Yom Tov, and one is not allowed to do this. Another thing that is not considered Sorech Yom Tov, let's say somebody has a yard site on Yom Tov, and you want to light a yard site candle, that's not considered Sorech Yom Tov. You have to do that before Yom Tov. Let's say first day Yom Tov, you have a yard site, turn the candles on before Yom Tov. You have a yard site second day Yom Tov, turn it on before. You don't have to do it on Yom Tov. If people that are using candles, they say you go to your neighbor to bring a candle in, you have to make sure that it doesn't blow out and stays on. Also, sometimes use a candle or a match to light your Yom Tov candles. When you put it down in your sink, you have to make sure there's no water, because once you put it in there and you know for a fact it's going to go off, then you turn it off, and you are not allowed to do that. You have to put it in a place that somehow later is going to go off by itself. But by you putting it inside the sink with the water there, that you are not allowed to do that either. That's a lot of cooking. Now, there are other things that on Yom Tov is mutar, but on Shabbat would be asur. The idea of tochen, like grinding. Grinding, we said, when we gave the shiur on Lachot Shabbat, we said grinding is asur. It's one of the Lamed 39 Melachot on Shabbat is grinding and asur. On Yom Tov, is mutar in a certain way and certain conditions that one has to follow in order to be mutar. In order for the melacha of tochen to be mutar, the grinding mutar, should be mutar only if the thing, again, like we should, if you wouldn't be able to do it before Yom Tov, and by you doing it before Yom Tov, the taste would not be the same, then you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But if you would do it before Yom Tov, and nothing would change, right? You could have do it, but you just said to yourself, tomorrow I have time. Why should I do it today? Then you are that's not allowed to do. What would be the example for that? The example is somebody, let's say, you want to make a vegetable salad, right? Vegetable salad is considered a hot grinding. You make it small pieces, like Israeli salad, we said before, that one is not allowed to make Israeli salad on Shabbat. For, in other words, you make it 9 o'clock in the morning and you eat lunch 12 o'clock, you cannot do it. That's within half an hour of the soda. But here, the vegetable salad, if you make it day before, is not fresh, doesn't taste the same. There's much better quality if you make it the Yom Tov. Therefore, one is allowed to make small pieces, Israeli salad, you are allowed to make it on Yom Tov also. Another melacha, or let's say, potatoes to make kugel. Making potatoes before Yom Tov, let's say Erev Yom Tov, you want to have kugel, potato kugel, second day Yom Tov. You don't have to make the potatoes 2 days before. You are allowed to make it on Yom Tov itself because it tastes better and it's a better quality to have a fresh potatoes for the kugel, and then, therefore, you are allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Melacha of lush, kneading, that's another halacha that also sometimes is mutar, sometimes is asur. The same thing with this, if you wouldn't be able to do it before Yom Tov, or by making it before Yom Tov would not be the same, then you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Egg salad or tuna salad is much better to make it the same day. Therefore, one is allowed to make egg salad or tuna salad on Yom Tov and is not a problem by making it. Therefore, one is allowed to make all these foods on Yom Tov. Another thing that one has to understand regarding the halacha of kneading and grinding is that these are three different ideas that one has to remember. If you have a food that it will not make any difference, if you will make it before Yom Tov or Yom Tov, then it's asur to make it on Yom Tov. If you have a food that would make a little bit different, and there was, it's not the best quality, we could live with it, then is another halacha for that. If you have a food that totally the taste would be different if you make it Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov, then the halacha is different. What's the halacha regarding those? If you have a food that would not make any difference, make it Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov, then you have to make it Erev Yom Tov. But if you have a food that taste would be a little bit different, like on Pesach, horseradish. People that eat charein, right? Horseradish is much stronger if you make it right before Seder, or make it for the second Seder night. Much better quality of horseradish you're going to have if you make it the night before, the day before. Then how are you supposed to do that? You are allowed to make it with a grinder or grater, but you have to do it with derech shinui. You have to do it in a way that normally you won't do. How do you do that? You have to make it upside down. If you have the grater, you make it, you have it, you normally use it straight. On Yom Tov, you make it the other way, and you grind your horseradish the other way. That's a derech shinui. And the third halacha is, if the food would make totally different, or the taste would be, the quality would be totally different, if you make it the same day, which is potato gogol, that you don't have to use a shinoi, you could use it in a normal way, and it's not a problem. And the examples for that would be, let's say you want to grind onions, apples, bananas, all of these foods, it makes a big difference if you make it today or yesterday. Though these things you are allowed to make it without a shinoi, without changing the order of making them. But let's say you want the grand cheese, horseradish, or sometimes they have pepper. Some people have fresh pepper they want. Those you have to use a shinoi. You have to change the way of grinding them, because really it's not such a big difference if you make it today or yesterday. Then you have to use a shinoi to do that. The same halacha would apply with the melacha of lash, which is kneading. That also is you have to use sometimes. It's better to do if that wouldn't make any difference, then you could do it before. But if the taste would be different, then you could do it the same way. If it's not going to make such a big difference, then you should do it with derech shinui. Egg salad, tuna salad, instant potatoes, baby cereal, all these things, one is allowed to make it on Yom Tov without the shinui, without changing anything, because the taste is different. The big difference if you make it today or yesterday, and therefore one is allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Another thing that is also on Shabbat is asur, on Yom Tov is depends how is mutar, measuring also is a melacha, is asur on Shabbat, but on Yom Tov is mutar only if your food would make a difference how much of the stuff you're putting in your food. But if you wouldn't make a difference, that also one should not do it on Yom Tov. Now, regarding baking challah on Yom Tov, first of all, it's much better if one can do it, bake challah before Yom Tov, the person should do that. But let's say you say to yourself, you know what, I want a fresh challah the problem is, how are you going to do it? You can't, let's say, first day Yom Tov, this year is Tuesday. The second day Yom Tov is Wednesday. You cannot bake challah Tuesday for Tuesday night, and you cannot bake challah Tuesday for Wednesday. You have to bake challah for Tuesday, Wednesday for Wednesday, and kimat, almost impossible to do that. Let's say somebody wants to bake a fresh, get up early in the morning, Tuesday morning, you want to make your own bread, fresh bread on Yom Tov, you are technically allowed to do that. But you have to understand that there are two issues here that one has to remember. If you are making the dough and the water, you're mixing everything on Yom Tov, then you are allowed to mafrish challah. You are allowed to separate challah. But if you made the dough already yesterday, today, just baking it, you are not allowed to mafrish challah today, because the chiyuv, the obligation of taking challah, happened yesterday before Yom Tov. Therefore, if somebody, let's say you make the dough, and you say, Tuesday morning, I'm just going to put it inside the oven, and you forgot to separate the challah, you are not allowed to separate challah on Yom Tov. What should you do then? You bake your challah, eat your challah, leave a piece of your challah that is not eaten until after Yom Tov, and then take a piece, baked challah from that, and burn the challah that way. So you are not allowed to mafrish challah on Yom Tov if the dough was made. But if the dough was made today, you are allowed to mafrish challah, but you cannot burn it either. You cannot burn challah on Yom Tov. You have to separate it. Once you separate it, becomes a mukseh. You have to write it with your hand, put it somewhere, and leave it there until after Yom Tov. Then you burn it on after Yom Tov. That's only in outside Eretz Israel. In Eretz Israel, the halacha is totally different regarding machfish challah. Then if you do that, you have to ask a she'ela how to do it. Therefore, the best I recommend to everybody, don't take challah on Yom Tov. Do it on before Yom Tov. Don't get yourself into a complicated situation. Another halacha that on Shabbat is asur and on Yom Tov is sometimes it's not, sometimes asur is borer. Sorting things on Yom Tov on Shabbat is asur. The only time is mutar ochel mitoch pesolem. Food from good from bad you are allowed to sort if you're going to use it right away. On Yom Tov the halacha is totally different. You have three different conditions. If one could separate or sort through things the way you do it on Shabbat, you should do that. The second thing that one has to remember when you are doing a borer on Yom Tov, you have to separate things that is less work involved with it. On Shabbat, you separate good from bad and it doesn't matter how much work is involved. On Yom Tov, the halacha is nothing to do with that. The halacha is you separate things that has less work, even though that you have to separate bad from good, you do that. Because that has so much work you are putting into that. Number three, you are not allowed to use utensils that are used to separate, for separation. But that only you are not allowed to do, only the utensils that are used to separate stuff for a big volume. For small volumes, you are allowed to use a utensil. For instance, one of the things that Sephardim they love to eat on Yom Tov is rice. In order to make rice, you have to use a sifter. You have to use a strainer. The strainer, in order to make rice, you make rice with water and you pour it inside the strainer, and the water comes out. And the rice stays there. On Shabbat, it's asur midoraita. From the Torah, it's asur to do that. On Yom Tov, you are allowed to do that. Or let's say you want to make spaghetti or macaroni. You make macaroni inside the water, you put it inside the strainer, the water goes out, and you are allowed to use the spaghetti on Yom Tov. That you are allowed. The reason you are allowed to do that, because first of all, there's no tircha involved, and you are not making a lot of it for next day. Therefore, one is allowed to do that. The same thing, you are allowed to use a peeler on Yom Tov. If you want to peel potatoes or cucumbers or anything, you want to use a peeler, you are allowed to do that because the work that's involved to do that is not a lot. On Shabbat, we said that you are not allowed to separate things for Sorech of another Seuda. On Yom Tov, you are allowed to do it. Let's say you want to separate things in the morning for the afternoon. You are allowed to do that. It's not a problem. But on Yom Tov, on Shabbat is asur. Separating books or clothing or any other utensils, the halacha of Shabbat and Yom Tov are the same. The only thing that would be different is the gabe ochel food. The food al-Khoda are different, but everything else are the same. Now, there's also another idea of Yom Tov, which we said that things that is Sorech Ochel Nefesh, making for the food purposes, you are allowed to do that on Yom Tov. What about Makhshire Ochel Nefesh? Makhshire Ochel Nefesh means that preparation for making the food. There is making the food, there's preparation of making the food. Preparations, you are allowed to do that only if you wouldn't be able to do it before Yom Tov. But let's say the example, cutting aluminum foil, right, to cover your pants. That's not Ochel Nefesh. You have to do it before Yom Tov, even though that you need the aluminum folds to cover your pan, but that could have been before Yom Tov. It's not necessary for Yom Tov. That's considered machshire ochel. That's considered things that you need for ochel nefesh, and that has to be done before Yom Tov. Another thing, opening cans or opening packages that you are at besed on Shabbat, some people say it's not, some people say it's asur, that for Yom Tov you are allowed to open the cans, because that opening the cans is considered ochel nefesh to do that. But opening packages, right, you have to do it like Shabbat, you have to destroy the package in order to be mutar on Yom Tov. Okay, now question.